Matthew 24:35 states, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will remain forever." Welcome to Timeless, the radio production of Northside Worship Center. Northside Worship Center is located at 3100 St. Lucie Boulevard in Fort Pierce. Now let's join Pastor Don Putnam.
Paul, speaking to the church in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, said, "I pray to God that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless till the coming of the Lord, that you might know what is his good, acceptable, and perfect will." First and foremost, he said, "I pray that your spirit be found blameless." How does your spirit get to a place where it's found blameless? Yes, Jesus. You ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. At that very moment, your spirit is found blameless. At that very moment, you are made perfect in God. At that moment, you're found perfect in God. You are actually a place where God can dwell and abide. You see, God can't dwell in a sinful temple. So he has to recreate a place for him to dwell in. You're perfect. Your spirit is perfect. You are perfect in Christ. You see, the spirit realm, sometimes we don't think enough about it. The spirit realm is much more real and certainly much more permanent than the physical realm that we live in. You are an eternal being. Your eternal home is in another dimension. But see, we don't have to wait. We don't have to wait for the sweet by and by. You can bring the kingdom, as God said, you can bring the kingdom to earth by your faith, by your prayers, by how you conduct yourselves. I want to talk to you about being a spirit being today and being conscious of it and acting like it. See, sometimes we act like, well, you know what we act like sometimes. We act carnal. We act fleshly. We respond to circumstances that are going on around us in non-kingdom ways. But Mark chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus said that all things are possible. How many things? All things are possible to him that believes. How is that even possible? Because you're a spirit being. You're a spirit being first. Well, I gotta see it. Well, let's look at some biblical examples. What is normal in the realm of the spirit? Walking on water. Feeding thousands of people with a few fish and a few loaves of bread. Blind people being healed. Dead being raised to life. Wind being commanded and directed in waves. You see, these are normal things in the realm of the spirit. But we don't consider them normal here. Why? Because we don't think like spiritual beings. We think like natural beings. Well, that's just not natural. Hallelujah! That's not natural. That's supernatural. How do you want to live? Are you happy to live just naturally? Are we happy to just have the same kind of service that we've always had? Well, you know, that's the way we've always done it where I came from. 50 years, that's the way we did it. I'm not happy to live that way. Sorry. I want to live right in the middle of what God's doing right now. Right in the middle of the storm. Right in the middle of the war. I want to live the way God wants me to live right now. Like I'm victorious. Like I'm an overcomer. In everything, give thanks. You know, when you're giving somebody thanks, it means they're giving you something. In everything, give thanks to God, because this is his will concerning you. You are an overcomer in every situation. But see, these things I just said, you say, well, that's Jesus. No. The only reason that that's only Jesus is because you haven't made a decision to believe what the Word says about you. Because he said, greater things will you do. I didn't write it. Amen? You see, the spirit, your spirit, dominates the natural. In fact, everything that we see, everything that you can touch around you, was made from things that you cannot see. Hebrews chapter 11, 3. We understand this, that everything was made at the word of God, at the command of God. And everything that we see was made of things that cannot be seen. So where does it start? It starts in the spirit. When we encourage you to pray in the spirit, we're encouraging you to pray the perfect prayer. Pray the word of God. Because when God's word goes forth from your mouth, it accomplishes what you sent it to do. But when your word goes forth from your mouth, not you, but some people you've heard, oh God, what do we want to accomplish? Oh God, if you were only there. Well, you know, he is. He really is. So you need to speak his word. You see, this physical realm that we live in that we love so much. We love our dirt suits. We love, you know, we love our cars and we love our houses and our boats and our kids and our and everything. We just love all this stuff. But you see, this is all temporary. It's going away. You don't need to lay up your treasures. You don't need to lay up your, you know, don't invest your emotions. Don't invest your thought process. Don't be concerned. Don't worry about things that rust out and where moths can come in and destroy them. They can eat your pantry. They can eat your clothes. Don't be concerned about these things. These are all temporary. These are temporal things. This isn't what we need to keep our mind on. 2 Corinthians 4:18. While we look not at the things which are seen. We don't look at the things that are seen because the things that are seen are temporary. But the things which are unseen are eternal. This is a directive. This isn't a suggestion. This is not the end of the world. It's the beginning of your world. You know, you can create a better life for yourself. You can create a better environment for yourself. You can create a better world if you just believe the word of God. See, we don't need to concern ourselves with things that pass away. Matthew 24 said that heaven and earth will pass away. The only thing that doesn't change is his word. So what do you want coming out of your mouth? Something temporary or something eternal? I want eternal things. I want to speak eternal things. I want to begin to look at myself as a spirit being, not a temporal being. Yes, your dirt suit is going to lay down and go back to dust. And God's going to give you a brand new one. The nice thing is to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. How is that possible? Because you're a spirit. You're a spirit. You lay your dirt suit down, your spirit immediately goes to the spirit realm. Why don't we take advantage of it now? We've talked about it over the last few weeks. The reason that many of our prayers don't work is because we don't understand that there's no time in the spirit. We don't understand that there's no distance in the spirit. We don't understand the power of faith in God's word. That when we ask, we need to believe that we receive. And we'll have whatever it is we ask for in Jesus' name. Is that not correct according to the word? The reason we have such a confidence in this spiritual life that we live is because 2 Corinthians 5:17 states that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. We are a new class of being. We are a God class of being because his spirit lives within us. Old things are passed away and all things have become new. We keep trying to dig the old man up. We're always trying to dig him up. Anybody got a shovel? We're trying to dig this old man up, and with it comes all kinds of condemnation. Well, yeah, but you don't know the life I've led. I couldn't care less. God doesn't even know about the life you led, because when you said, I did do to Jesus, not only did he forgive you, but he forgot about it. That person died legally. Legally. You can't electrocute a dead person. That person died legally. They can't be held accountable. You died at an old-fashioned cross one day, and you became a brand new creature, a brand new creation. You became a spirit class of being. We need to begin to conduct ourselves like that. As new creations, we actually live in both dimensions. That was kind of a puzzle. We've talked about that over the last few weeks. Yes, you're sitting here at Northside Worship Center in Fort Pierce, but you're also seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So you're actually in two places at the same time. That's the word. I hope I get cards and letters about it. You know me. So how do we access the benefits of the kingdom while we live here in this temporal life? Through praise and worship. Through praise and worship, where we just shake the shackles of this life off of us and we just go right into the presence of God and worship Him with all of our spirit, all of our soul, and all of our body. And He's there. He's there. Through prayer, when you pray, you need to believe God hears you. You need to believe it. Pray according to His word, because He will do His word. So you need to pray His word over your circumstances. Meditate on His word. Some people say they've never heard His voice. I say, do you own a Bible? Well, yes. That's His voice. He talks just like that. Those are the things that He says. So when you get up in the morning and open up the Bible and meditate on His word, you're hearing Him talk. He's not going to say something different than what's in the word. Now, it'll deal with your specific situation if He speaks to you, but it'll always bear witness with His word. It'll always bear witness with His nature. Whatever He tells you to do is going to bear witness with His nature, which is love. He's never going to tell you to do anything but love. But love. It's going to be so that you'll understand He loves you and that you'll understand that you're to love Him and your brothers and sisters. Prayer, meditation, obedience to the word. Why do you call me Lord if you don't do the things that I ask? That's what Jesus said. So obedience to His word is another way that we live in both dimensions. Because it's like when we honor Him with our finances. We're being obedient to the word. He said, everything that you have is mine. Speaking of what God said, everything you have is mine. If you're mine, everything you have is mine. What I'm asking you to do is take a small portion of it and show me your faith. Show me your faith. Now, some of you have got it. You figured it out that He doesn't want 10% when it's all His. He wants your faith. He wants your heart. Many of you have stretched forth your hand in incredible sacrifice unto God. Sort of like the woman with the two mites. She put her whole living on the offering plate. Now, we don't hear anything more about her, except that Jesus made mention that He saw her do it. I wonder if she got blessed when she left the building. I suspect she probably did. Why? Because she gave it all to Him. I can remember a time when I said, Lord, I've given it all to follow You. I've been from Dan to Beersheba following You, Lord. And He said, yeah, but now you have it all. If you can give it all to follow God, you'll have it all. You hear what I'm talking about today? I'm talking about life in the Spirit. This is life in the Spirit. Giving it all to follow Him. All your cares, all your heart, all your life, all that you are. This 120 years is only seed. He's just looking to see what you're going to do with this little speck of time And he's going to bless you for eternity if you give it all to him. But that takes faith. Well, I wasted my life following the Lord. Yeah, I don't think anybody in heaven will ever say that. No one will ever say that in heaven. You'll understand that when you bless him, he blesses you. Romans 12:2 says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might know what is that good and acceptable and perfect thing." Be ye transformed. Yeah, you're a new creation. You're born again to win. The presence of God lives within you. But you know, you still got a brain that needs to be renewed. This is what the Bible's talking about when it talks about the saving of the soul. See, people always told me, well, saving souls, going out door to door and getting people born again. That's not what it is. The saving of the soul is the renewing of your mind to live the way God told you to live. Because, see, you can be born again and you can be on your way to heaven and still live a carnal life and not receive any of the benefits of kingdom living now in this time. But if you renew your mind, if you save your soul from your carnality and begin to think the way Jesus said, because he said you have the mind of Christ, then you'll live according to kingdom blessing. You'll have favor with men, blessings from God. It'll all be good because you changed your mind. You see, focus your thoughts on what's real, the real you, the eternal you, the spiritual you. Feed on the Word. Live in the Word. Meditate in the Word. Bible says, Matthew 4:4, that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. That's what we live on. That's what we live for. 1 Peter 2:2 says, the sincere milk of the Word, that we need to hunger for it as babies, as children, that we might be nurtured and fed. Love your Word. Love your Bible. Spend time in it. Get to know God. When you spend enough time in the Word to where when he does speak to you, and he will, and he always does, you'll actually recognize his voice. Why? Because you've heard it. Every time you open up the pages, you hear his voice. And even when the book is closed and he speaks to you, you recognize his voice. Because what he's saying sounds just like the Bible. You see, we can't do it our way. Ephesians 2:10 says, God has preordained that you should walk in the ways of Christ because you have been recreated in his image. He recreated you in the image of Christ that you could walk in Christ's ways and do all of his works. Read it. That's what it says. He's preordained that you do these good works of Christ because he's created you in his image. Preordained, which means before he founded the earth, he knew who you were going to be, and he already gave you a job to do. And here you thought you were supposed to be a carpenter. Well, it's fine that you are a carpenter, but be a carpenter that's a soul winner, that brings people to the Lord and then trains them up as disciples. You see, your vocation will get doors open for you that you wouldn't normally have open to you if you were just out pounding on doors. Are you hearing me? Your vocation will open doors for you. You can reach people, and God's ordained you to reach people that I can't reach, but you can. Well, I just don't feel like I'm equipped. Well, we've covered this before. What has God's given you? He's given you spiritual weapons that you might prevail. He's given you angels. We won't talk too much about angels today, but you have angels. How many here know they got angels? Well, if your hand's not up, ask the person next to you if you can borrow some. You've got angels there ministering for you. What are they waiting for? God's words coming out of your mouth. You see, angels will get you favor with men. You need to write that down. You see, the blessings of God come from him. But favor with men comes through this spiritual influence that's going on around you. I just felt like doing something nice for you today. Well, isn't that just a coincidence? No. No. You see, you're having a bad day. You're struggling with something. And someone else said, God, you know, or I just lift them up before you. And right now, I speak life into them. I speak your blessings into their life. They're surrounded by angels. And all of a sudden, all those demons that have been oppressing them are getting their heads slapped off. Come on, folks. And all of a sudden, the peace of God that passes understanding comes all over them. And the blessings of God start to cover them up. And what's the first thing they want to do? I'll tell you, man, that person that told me about Jesus the other day, I'm going to do something nice for them. That's called favor. You see, your angels went out and got favor with men for you. You're always wondering what them critters did. They do a lot more than that. Some of the other things you have is you have his word in your mouth. His word. That's what gets stuff done, is his word in your mouth. You have all these wonderful laws of the kingdom, like sowing and reaping. I suppose the whole kingdom works like that. But science even said that with the same thing that you give, you'll get back. Equal and opposite. Well, even science knows that. Where did they get it from? From the Word of God. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Well, that's kind of what the Word of God says, except the Word of God isn't equal and opposite. Every seed you sow, God brings a whole harvest in. Amen? Amen. Fasting. Did you know fasting is a weapon? It's a tool. That's where you put your flesh down. You put your flesh down. I know y'all live fasted lives, so I won't go into that. But see, these laws of the kingdom are important. And spiritual laws always, say always, override natural laws. They always override natural laws. I mean, you know, Sarah has a child at her age, and Mary has a child without having a husband. I mean, these are spiritual laws that override natural laws. The wind and the waves obey. Dead people are brought back to life after 4 days. This doesn't make sense in the natural. Trees grow overnight. Trees die overnight. Men survive fire. Men survive being thrown into caves with lions. You see, everything that there is, and I'll finish up with this in Romans 8:19. Everything in creation is groaning, travailing, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Everything in creation is waiting for us to get it and begin to walk in another dimension, in another realm of power. They're waiting for new wine to come from you, not just the same old stuff they've been getting. Sometimes that comes with pressing and crushing. So you got to rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Amen? Father, we thank you that no matter how crazy things get, that your word endures forever. So Father, I pray that these words that are yours go deep within our spirit today. They go deep within our mind, our soul today, and that we change our mind. And that we won't look upon the temporal things that our senses tell us exist, but we'll look upon the eternal things, and we'll change our temporal environment by the power and the presence of the spiritual dimension. To your glory, in Jesus' name. Everybody said? Amen. Well, thank you for your patience today as we get back in the saddle. We'll be in contact with you this week as to whether we'll have the regular Sunday school set up next week. I think at this point we probably will. But things are going to change. Things are going to look different. There's going to be a season of adjustment, even a natural adjustment to get all the businesses back open and everything else that has to happen. It's going to take a season. But know that God loves you. He loves you. We love you. We love you. We're here for you. And go out and encourage somebody. Go out and speak some life into somebody this week. Tell them, you know, this isn't all there is. If you can walk in the realm of the Spirit to the degree that God wants you to walk in, you will bring all men into eternity with you. They'll be caught up because of your example. Have a blessed day in the Lord.
I hope you've been encouraged by the message today. Timeless is brought to you by Northside Worship Center. Northside Worship Center is a teaching ministry that prepares believers to bring in the harvest and trains them to apply Bible truths to their lives and to release the power of God. Our address is 3100 St. Lucie Boulevard in Fort Pierce. We're just east of the Treasure Coast International Airport. Our campus is also home to Northside Christian Academy. Northside Christian Academy offers a unique learning environment, allowing students to advance based on their individual learning ability. For more information, you may visit us on the web at northsideministries.org. Training for life, training for eternity.
Hello, I'm Pastor Don Putnam with Northside Worship Center. We're so blessed to be a part of the WCNO family. This radio ministry has been touching and changing lives on the Treasure Coast for many years. When we're invited to bring the ministry of Timeless to this Sunday morning slot, we enthusiastically said yes. When I'm asked, why name your ministry Timeless? Well, the fact of the matter is although the dispensations of men have changed, God does not change. His eternal love stretches through the ages and is demonstrated all through his unchanging word. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That same Spirit that brooded upon the waters of creation is the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, illuminates God's word to us, and quickens your mortal body. Every promise of God is yes and amen. He's not moved by our ever-changing circumstances, nor does he expect us to lose faith in his completed work. Whatever he tells you to do is already done, because he's not hindered by time. Both John and the prophets of old all had visions of the Lord ruling in his kingdom, because he's already there, waiting for us to inherit the promise through faith. We would love your feedback on this program. If this message has been profitable to your spiritual walk, let us know. If you'd like to continue to hear this timeless message, contact us. You can visit us or drop us a line at 3100 St. Lucie Boulevard, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34946, or go to our website at northsideministries.org. If the Lord encourages you to join our ministry partners, just click the donate button and help us to continue to get this word out. We love you, and God loves you. Have a blessed day in the Lord.
At the cross, I find peace. At the cross, the cross.